obviously in every walk of life, you've got to take the rough with the smooth. You know, people are entitled to their opinions, just like I am. And, you know, that's all. You know, obviously we're on Twitter. You know, I guess, you know, we are a kind of a target for abuse when things are not going up. When things are not going our way, you're not playing well. But all I can say to everyone is that a footballer goes on the pitch every single week, not to lose, not to play rubbish. You know, and they go out there to try and do their best. And, you know, some weeks it's not good. Some weeks, you know, players are carrying injuries that fans don't know about, or, you know, not having the best of time, not feeling confident. And obviously, you know, when fans jump on players, it's not ideal. You know, I read an article the other day about the Coventry team. You know, a lot of fans are getting on the Coventry team's back, and, you know, like I said, it doesn't help at the end of the day. You know, I appreciate the fans pay their money to come and watch, and like I said, they're entitled to their opinion. But, you know, me personally, I just kind of get on with it. You know, obviously I had a little bite at one point, because, you know, I think that the fans at any club, you know, should stick with the players through thick and thin. Yeah, so, you know, obviously my outburst was in the heat of the moment. I guess I shouldn't have used bad language on Twitter, because, you know, kids follow me and whatnot. But, you know, at the time I was kind of hurt by the remark that the fans were making about, you know, the boys don't care about the shirt and don't care whether you win or lose. You know, I think they was referring to me and Ross because we're on loan, obviously. Mm. And, you know, it really hurt my feelings.
Presumably, though, you get a lot of support as well from the fans of this club.
Yeah, like, you know, the last, I don't know, couple of months, four games or whatever, you know, because we had the international break. I said, you know, the fans have been terrific with me personally. You know, like I said, I'm quite active, you know. They tweeted me after the game the other day when I didn't play Blackburn, and, you know, they were wishing me well and, you know, hoping that I can get fit soon.
Mm. Looking at this game against Ipswich, they've had a big week. Obviously, the manager's left. Dave Jones says that, you know, in an ideal world, you wouldn't have that going into a game, because there's always that chance that it can create a spark for a team. So what do you make of this one? What kind of test is it going to be?
Everyone can beat everyone on any given Saturday. You know, you never know what's going to happen. It's whoever, you know, hits the ground running and gathers momentum and scores the goals, you know, the quickest, obviously. But they got some talented players. DJ Campbell's gone there from QPR as well, and, you know, he's dangerous. You know, he's a friend of mine, and, you know, he's going to need, you know, someone to keep an eye on him closely. Obviously, Michael Chopper's there as well, another good forward. They've got some talented players. So, you know, we have to go to the bat in the right way. It's never an easy game going to Portman Road. But we have to go there with the right attitude that we've had in the last few games. And, you know, hopefully we get the rubber of the green and we can get the victory.
The manager has talked about, you know, taking chances and scoring more goals. Do you, as a group of strikers, feel a bit more responsibility to start doing that now?
You know, as a forward, you always want to score goals. And, you know, I don't feel any, you know, particular pressure that I need to score goal. You know, I think the team as a whole, you know, we need to score goals. And as a whole, we need to defend better. That's just, you know, there's no individual that's, you know, going to have that, you know, you must score goals or you're not playing. And same defensively. I think, you know, we all need to chip in. You know, we all need to score goals all over the pitch. Obviously, you know, the forwards have that, you know, extra bit of added pressure, I guess, because that's, you know, that's what we're paid to do. But I think all round, you know, we need to score goals and we need to defend better as well.
Are you still a confident group, given that you haven't won a league game for 2 months?
Yeah, no, I think we are, to be honest. I don't really, like, obviously I'm here on loan, but I don't see any, you know, the boys don't come in and, you know, they're not, you know, the head between their legs. You know, you go on the training pitch and everyone's willing, everyone's eager, everyone wants, you know, get on the training field. Once that game goes, at the end of the day, it's gone, you can't dwell on it. You know, there's another game in 3 days. You know, so you have to focus on that, and, you know, that's what we've been doing. You know, you obviously, you know, if you play on a Saturday and you lose, you know, you go home that weekend and you're fuming, you know, what could I have done better, that sort, you know, those sorts of thoughts. But when you come in on Monday or the next training session, you know, that's got to be, you know, the back of your head, and, you know, you've got to look to the next game. The next game now is Ipswich, and then, you know, we have to put it right from the last game.